82-67 win for you guys tonight over a Liberal, led the entire way, and your first and third quarters were pretty darn good. What was your overall thoughts on the game?
Like a JUCO game broke out or something out there. got pretty rough. It's probably a good thing we don't play these guys home and away, or you know, the second game might have been pretty bitter.
Yeah, you're right there. But first quarter, you guys get 24 points. In the third quarter, after the locker room, Tonka, you guys put up 29. You guys build up big leads in each of those quarters. But great play tonight from Drew Kite, tying a career-high 28 points.
Yeah, Drew finished, he got the ball a lot, real deep down there. And, when he's only 3 feet away from the basket and getting good passes, we expect him to score a lot down there. And, I don't know what his shooting percentage was. He probably, probably wasn't what he was shooting for the year. But, a lot of contact, a lot of pressure down there. So, Drew does a good job.
And he had another good night from Trey O'Neill. And Brett O'Neill got his scoring back up as well as his passing. I thought Scott City continued to be unselfish with the ball with some great passes again tonight.
About half, we were only 8 assists and 8 turnovers is what we had, which isn't a very good ratio. Second half, I know we picked it up a little bit and we played a little bit better, but we got to handle a little physical contact a little bit better than what we did. Even if you're getting fouled down there, you got to go and play on through that, and not turn the ball over. Even if you're getting knocked down to the ground, it's dribble on your knees or something, I guess.
The second WAC foe you've played this year in Liberal, of course, last week playing Dodge City. Just it seems like the 5A schools and 6A schools that you've seen this year, you guys have built up big leads, but they just come out with big punches in that fourth quarter, and I don't know if that's just a trend of the play of the upper classifications.
I think it's just, you kind of sub in a little bit of, some kids that aren't playing as much, and, they get on a little run and we give up some open shots, and, when they get it down to 15, 16, 17 points and you put your starters back in and kind of restore order, maybe part of it, because if you kind of look who's playing in the fourth quarter, it's not our starters for the most part in a lot of those games. It didn't happen against Derby, didn't happen against North, didn't happen against, Dodge. It happened against Denver South, a lot of subbing, and it happened, tonight with a lot of subbing and kind of subbing back in too. So, when the regular guys are out there, they've done pretty well and, kind of keep their poise a little bit. But, our kids are competitive just like Liberal's kids are and, just got to keep your poise and play.
You guys did just that and got the victory 82-67, tying your second highest point total of the year. And ironically, you won by an 82-67 score against Wichita Trinity earlier in the year. And now next week you go on the road back-to-back games. You start off with Hugoton and then Ulysses next week. And what are some things that you're looking for your team as you head into those GWAC games next week?
I told them we'll take the weekend off. We won't have any open gym on Sunday. Just kind of, get away from basketball a little bit. Come back, work hard on Monday. I didn't think we practiced very well on Wednesday or Thursday. And then we went ahead and, we played decent today, at times. And then, I think just kind of refocus for the stretch run and, tell these guys Hugoton did beat these guys as far as Liberal. So it's not like just show up and, everything's going to, take care of itself. And then, going down to Ulysses is always tough to play down there just because, we've got a crowd, don't like our kids a whole lot, don't like our coaches or probably don't like our colors either. But, that's fine. Those are the fun games. So, we hope we have, full houses when we go down there to play. Those are the games our kids get pumped up for, just like Liberal kids got pumped up to play us tonight. And, Coach Gruber said that's probably the best that they've played, focused in to play a good team and, come out and, deliver some of their own blows throughout the game.
Well, you mentioned in the pregame interview that they were a scary team and they were they could possibly be a trap team. And definitely were that tonight. Played well at times. 82-67, though, you get the win. And, Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great, Adam.